This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Aaron Kleins, chief strategist and senior advisor to the former prime minister of Israel, Bibi Netanyahu. We've been discussing the Iranian election of a man known as the hanging judge, but now we turn to Gaza and Hamas continuing provocations, fire balloons to set alight the forests of the Negev and Israel. These forests are critical for the ecosystem to survive. This is war crimes. Environmental terrorism is war crimes by Hamas. Hamas is funded by, in major part, Iran. That's why we've been discussing Iran. Aaron, the fire balloons have started again. The threats from Gaza, and the Israeli Air Force has responded. But what is to be done for the present government? Is this going to just be a tit-for-tat conversation between Iran's stooges, Hamas, and the Israeli government?
Well, I mean, I hope not. But if there is a new war, and I hope it doesn't lead to that, that should at any point really break out between Israel and Hamas, I would be very curious to see how the current Israeli government would respond, given that they are dependent on Ra'am, which is an Arab Islamist party here in Israel. That, and by the way, most Israeli Arabs are one peace, one integration. This party does not represent them. They're a Muslim Brotherhood ideological party, and they accuse Israel regularly of war crimes. So I'm not sure how they would respond. But getting to Hamas in Gaza, they've got two things going for them. On the one hand, they have Iran, which is their backers, and so they clearly need to, in part, do Iran's bidding. And then on the other also, there's a new Israeli government, and so Hamas clearly wants to give signals that to their populace, to the Palestinian street, that they're going to continue to attack Israel. And so far, Bennett has been responding with tit for tat. Let's see where Hamas is pressed to go. Because remember, you know, they launched an unprovoked war against Israel where they fired rockets into Jerusalem, Israel's capital, fired thousands of rockets from Gaza into targeting Israeli civilians. And they did this because, in large part, because Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas canceled, unilaterally, by the way, canceled the elections in the Palestinian arena where Hamas was going to do very well. And so Hamas tried to gain the ground and launched a war, an unprovoked war against Israel. Well, they continue to want to make provocations, first, I'm sure because the Iranian paymasters are asking them to, but second, for internal Palestinian reasons, so that they're seen on the Palestinian street as, you know, continuing the war to destroy Israel, whereas Abbas is doing, has canceled elections. So let's see where that goes. But I have to say that the international media should be ashamed of themselves and the way that they largely, many major organizations in the U.S. and abroad, the way they covered the Gaza war here, the unprovoked Gaza terror campaign, the way that they parroted without even questioning it, Hamas propaganda accusing Israel of atrocities and all sorts of things. And this was in a war where Hamas, remember, were committing double war crimes. They were firing rockets indiscriminately into Israel, targeting Israeli civilians. And then they were firing those rockets from Palestinian civilian zones. And by the way, while surrounded at times, apparently, by international media. Well, now you have a new report that now says that a full 48% of the casualties in the latest rounds of fighting in Gaza, a full 48% of them were actually associated with terror groups. In other words, they were militants. And then others were killed by errant rocket fire that actually landed short in Gaza. But regardless, the Palestinians are Hamas is responsible for all civilians in Gaza, given that they launched this war and given that they're firing rockets from civilian populations. But I have to say the media should be ashamed of their coverage because they smeared Israel. And now it turns out half of the casualties, and again, Hamas responsible for all, but half of them were connected to Hamas.
Last detail, Aaron, there is a report here that the Palestinian Authority has rejected the vaccine provided by Israel, rejected it. Other states have come forward to ask for the vaccine the Palestinians have rejected. The explanation is not logical. Are the Palestinians acquiring vaccine from anywhere? Because if everyone's not protected, no one is.
No, this is their only possibility of acquiring vaccines, and it's not logical. And this is the same Palestinian Authority that time and again, unfortunately, rejected very far-reaching concessions from Israel in exchange for peace. Here we're talking about 100,000 vaccines. Well, it was a total of over a million that were supposed to be delivered over time. The first 100,000 were transferred just a few days ago, and they had an expiration date at the end of June. Now, these are the same vaccines that, and by you can very quickly administer them, that are being administered here in Israel. And also the Palestinian Authority knew of the expiration date before they received this vaccine. And then the rest of them are set to expire at the end of July. And it's perfectly sound, in fact, perfectly healthy to give vaccines until their actual expiration date. Right. All of these could have been given. So it's just crazy. And I think Abbas was just responding to pressure on social media from organizations that don't know science and claiming that he humiliated them by accepting vaccines.
If the Palestinians are not vaccinated, Israel remains vulnerable to the variants. We know this. We have 30 seconds. Is there a remedy to Fatah's rejection of the vaccines for their own people? Is there a
Right now, Israel's renegotiating this, and so they're hoping to get it back in. And yes, this is once again the Palestinians sort of shooting themselves in the foot, or in this case, not jabbing themselves in the arm with life-saving vaccines given to them by Israel.
Aaron Klein, chief strategist and senior advisor to the former prime minister of Israel, Bibi Netanyahu, is now the leader of the opposition in the Knesset. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.